You may be seated.
In Jesus' name, amen. One of our family's favorite vacation spots is to go to Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia. I'm curious, how many of you have been to Colonial Williamsburg? Quite a number of you. Our family loves history, and so those of you that have been there know that there are costumed reenactors who bring the history to life and draw you into the story leading up to the American Revolution. And our family enjoys all of the sights and sounds and experiences of Colonial Williamsburg. And there's one particularly unique experience at Colonial Williamsburg that those who've been there maybe remember. If I recall correctly, it's just outside the courthouse on the main village green. That's where you find the stocks and the pillory. Now, we tend to confuse these two and just say everything is the stocks, but actually the stocks are where you sit down and only your feet are constrained. The pillory is the T-shaped wooden apparatus with the hole where you put your head in and the holes where you put your hands in, and you stand or you kneel there in the pillory. And nowadays, the pillory is kind of a fun photo op location. Parents like to put their kids in the pillory. Be honest, parents, how many of us at one point haven't wanted to put our kids in the pillory? Kids then get to put their parents in the pillory, and then it becomes a photo op where you have a couple of options. You could have a big grin on your face to show, see, I can do this, or the other option is you make the worst, most painful face you can as you're in the pillory. But that's what the pillory is nowadays at Colonial Williamsburg. It's just a fun spot to take photo. Of course, that's not what it was intended to be. The pillory was intended to be a place of punishment, a very public punishment for wrongdoing. And when you were sentenced to the pillory, people would come by and mock you. They would jeer at you. Oftentimes, there would be a placard placed nearby saying what your crime or what your wrongdoing was, so they could mock you for that. And the crowds would gather at this very public place and mock and scorn and jeer. And the punishment would usually last for a few hours, and they'd be released to go home. But this pillory was a very public an outward display of something that had been done wrong. And so here we are gathered today on Ash Wednesday, on a day where there's a very public and outward display of wrongdoing. Many of us have ashes marked on our forehead in the shape of a cross to remind us of that judgment spoken to our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden when they sinned. And they were told, dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Ashes remind us that we're mortal. The soul that sins will die. We have sinned. We will die. Ashes have been a sign of penitence, sorrow for sin, a reminder of mortality since ancient times. This outward combination of penitence is somewhat challenging and confusing when it's paired with our gospel reading for today from Matthew chapter 6. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they've received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So here we are, with smudges of ash on our forehead. And Jesus says, go wash your face. So, is outward repentance wrong? Are outward signs of penitence hypocritical? No. It depends on the intention behind the outward sign. If the outward sign, such as having crosses of ash on our forehead today, is drawn to draw attention to ourselves, to say, look at me, look how good, how pious I am, then yes, it's wrong. But that is the exact opposite of why we should have crosses of ash marked on our forehead today. Why should we receive ashes? Not to show how good we are, but in fact, to show how sinful we are. We have sinned, and we deserve death. Ashes are not to bring public pride to our holiness, but to be a public statement of our sin. So the ashes on our forehead are something like a public penance, not unlike the pillory at Colonial Williamsburg. So think of the ashes on our forehead of being in the pillory at Williamsburg. And as we're there in the pillory, someone comes by and says that he would take our place at the pillory. And this man puts his head through the hole in the wood. He puts his hands through the holes in the wood on the side, and the lock is placed on the side of the pillory. But then as we watch, the pillory changes, and the holes in the side of the wood holding the man's hands in become holes in the man's hands. And this man is not held in place anymore by the lock on the side of the wood. He's held in place by nails through his hands and feet. And we look up, and the pillory has expanded, suspending this man between heaven and earth. And there we see that it's gone from us in the pillory, making public penitence for our sins, to Jesus on the cross, taking our place, dying for us. And we look at Jesus on the cross, and we also see that he's being pilloried. People are mocking him. They're sneering and jeering at him. A placard is placed over his head stating his crime, but it may as well state our crime. The punishment, like the pillories in Colonial Williamsburg, lasted for several hours, but at the end of that time, Jesus wasn't released. He was dead in our place. And that is why we have a cross on our foreheads today. Because of our sin, Jesus took our place on the cross for us. The cross of ash says we have no goodness of our own to brag about. We have done nothing deserving of any reward. In our reading for today from Matthew chapter 6, Jesus lists various good activities: giving to the poor, praying, fasting. These are certainly good things. Jesus, in fact, says, when you are doing these things, do them. But we don't do them to draw attention to ourselves. We don't do them to show how good we are. No matter how much we give to the poor, no matter how much we fast, no matter how much we pray, it's still not good enough. So we don't do any outward sign to point to our goodness. Instead, the cross of ash on our forehead draws attention not to our goodness, but to our sin. But it also points us to our Savior. Because we're not saved by any actions, outward actions, inward actions that we do. We're saved by what Jesus Christ has done for us in a very outward, very public action, as he went to the cross and was pilloried and crucified and died for us. The ash on our forehead points us to Christ on the cross. It also points us to our death. Remember that dust you are, and to dust you shall return. But also remember that after you return to dust, you will also return to life. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.